Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in theaters or streaming. The life of rock and roll legend Elvis Presley gets an over-the-top, almost operatic treatment with Baz Luhrmann's phantasmagorical 2-hour and 45-minute biopic, Elvis. Tom Hanks plays his Svengali-like manager, Colonel Tom Parker, narrating the story from his selfish, opportunistic perspective.
This film is worth seeing for many reasons. Austin Butler is a 23-year-old actor, and he really captured Elvis in his rise to becoming a superstar. But I found Tom Hanks to be out of his element. In this film, I found him an unwelcome intrusion in any scene with Elvis. It didn't help that the character he played had an accent that was very difficult to understand.
Hanks is a great actor, but you're right, he's hard to accept under a ton of prosthetics that make him look obese, and he employs that curious Dutch accent. And from interview footage, it's apparent that the director, Baz Luhrmann, wanted Tom Parker to seem alien, and with that accent, he does.
The cinematography is stylish, with flashes of nostalgia and a sexy vibe. There were moments during the film when I found myself smiling.
While it's involving, Luhrmann's over-the-top, cartoon-like direction draws attention to itself and away from its subject. It's impressively flashy, but superficial.
Elvis was called vulgar and the white boy with black hips. White supremacists opposed him for breaking segregation laws. This film tells you all about this.
Despite its nagging flaws, there's the music. Elvis is an entertaining fantasy that will keep your toes tapping whether you're a fan of the king or not. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.